Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. At the beginning of this year, the Simon Fraser University Residence Hall Association released a petition demanding that SFU residents and housing prioritize affordability for on-campus student housing. As stated in the petition, the Residence Hall Association is calling on SFU to keep residence costs meaningfully below market rates and to be transparent about how residence fees are set and how increases are justified. To learn more about the association's specific calls for action, as well as if there have been any updates on this situation since the petition was first released in January, CJSF was joined in studio by Venetia Kajan, president of the Residence Hall Association. Please take a listen to our conversation.
My name is Venetia. I'm the president of Residence Hall Association.
Okay. I wanted to speak with you today because I had come across a petition that the Residence Hall Association had put out, essentially demanding that SFU do more to make residence more affordable for students. Things like having housing in particular be below market price, which is something that currently SFU is not doing. I guess I would like to know more about the position in your words and why it came to be in the first place.
Yeah, I was reached by the mainly students living in new renovated MacTaggart building, and they had complaints like, it doesn't make sense, it's still the same building, old structure, nothing new is visibly renovated except the internal thing, and they're asking students to pay more rent than expected. It's like 4K, so which
4,000 per semester?
Per semester, yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember exact price, but before the building closed, it was like 3,000 something, which was kind of reasonable at that time because it's a building which have its own kitchen. You cook by yourself. You don't have to have a meal plan, which was very convenient for students, which didn't require the meal plan, and it was in a affordable price range. And students were like, they renovated the building and still it's the same services they're getting before the building closed. There's nothing new services, but the price of the term is increased. So which made RHA to consider to have a petition to reach other students who might have the same issue. Those who have been living in residence for long term, they can sense the increase in the prices compared to students who just coming for the first term. They, for them, it's like, okay, it's the price, because residence doesn't show the previous prices unless you go and dig in archive prices.
Could you detail, I guess, what some of these specific requests in the petition are?
Our main request is either consider the prices, reduce the prices, or if not, show us why they need to increase the prices to have a transparency.
You know, this petition was put out about over a month ago at this point. Have you had any communications with SFU so far regarding it?
Yeah, residents did reach us to have a meeting with RHA team and to discuss what main concerns or what made RHA to have a petition on out. And we did put on the table that we understand there is inflation going on and we understand there is increase in prices all around in the Canadian society, but we don't understand where the money is going in. We are paying for the services, but we are not seeing increase in the services. It's still the same old services since 4 years I have seen around, and if there's no new services, it's still the same services. Where does the money is going? We just needed a transparency from residents to justify the price increase.
Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily like full stop, we want to pay less. Obviously that would be ideal, but if you are going to pay more, you want there to be better communication, better transparency regarding where that money is going.
Yeah, just to have a clear understanding of like, okay, we are paying that money, we should know where that money is going.
Mm-hmm. Have you received any communications thus far?
We had that meeting, and then we had our SGM recently last month, and we invited residents to come and have a one-to with the resident students, like to justify, like it's a way residents can have a direct communication with residents instead of sending an emails, and residents have to answer the questions at the same point. But residents and dining hall refused the invitation. They justified that they didn't have the time and it was a very short notice for them to come and talk to students. Then they proposed to have, instead of a town hall, they proposed to have a tabling event, which is still postponed many times.
Where is the Residence Hall Association now in terms of just this campaign in general? I know that you've had that meeting now with SFU, and the petition has been out. You said there was about 300 or so signatures at the moment. But what, I guess, are the next steps?
We did send out an email to all the signing students about informing that we met with the residents, what was their response about the meeting and about the petition. And we also sent email informing students that we were planning town hall, but we also stated that the residents declined invitation. So students are aware that it's not just a petition that they signed and then there's no explanation about that. We did explain, students kept them updated, and we also conveyed that if residents doesn't have something, like they are not in the favor of town hall, but they are like, let's do a tabling event. We ended up agreeing for that, like, let's do that. We were planning to do it in the mid-March, which has been postponing to 10th April, which is end of semester. Which doesn't make sense. Like, the semester is going to end. Many of us might leave residence because it's increasing prices. So we don't still have justifications of the prices, and they're just postponing the thing, claiming that they do not have the collective time to come out and give answers to the residents.
You know, for those that still want to get their voices heard, get involved with this campaign, how can they do that?
Keep emailing residents and asking them where the money they're spending. Keep bugging them. That would be the great way to make them answer you. And it would be great if many students do that at the same time, which would force them to at least send a public email to all the residents, like what they are doing. They did say that they might provide the financial report, but they claimed they are like wrapping up with the fiscal year thing. That's why they don't have enough time to provide us. So like they keep postponing. So keep bugging them and eventually make them to respond the answers which we're looking for.
Essentially, just you're asking people to just keep putting the pressure on, keep this in people's minds so that SFU provides the information, the transparency.
Yeah.
Because
it's the end of my term and I'm graduating, so I will not be able to continue this thing, but I hope the new team would continue it. And while the residents keep bugging SFU residents, it would create more pressure on the new RHA team to continue it as well.
Once again, that was our conversation with Venetia Kadjan, the president of the Residence Hall Association at Simon Fraser University. The conversation was about a petition that was released by the organization calling on SFU, residents, and housing to prioritize affordability for on-campus student housing. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This interview would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.